Dude, all right, I do want to say this, because Steve, you're an intelligent racist, but but this World War II video game that came out, the trailer they released for it, so it's Battlefield 5, and the trailer they released for it is like this British lady in the middle of World War II fighting, and she like gets shot and runs around, and she's got a fake, she's got a prosthetic arm, and she's like...
She's a robo arm.
It's just a chick. And then, like, the cover art for the fucking... It's a World War II game.
But, she, and it's, but like, it's a here's robot a chick. Arm?
Well, so it's a, I'm not as hung up on the arm as much as I am some fucking broad in the middle of a fucking firefight. In... It's just like...
Sure.
But then Dairy Queen, this guy who...
He's just, a liberal listener.
He's a liberal... He's an edgy liberal. He's a real edgy liberal. Yeah. Like, he's not afraid to toss around some anti-PC slurs, dude.
Okay.
But he's edgy as fuck for a liberal. But he, in this fucking gamer thread, because he's heard me on here complain about it, there's this thread on the main board about E3, which is a video game convention, and he's like, somebody said something about, like, it's amazing that people are complaining that there's female characters in this game. And then he was like, he's like, this guy has fucking meltdowns over this all the time talking about me. And like, I started to comment back on it and I was like, I'm not going to fall into this trap. But then this other guy was like, yeah, it's not about social justice warriors. It's about the bottom line. It's like, they're just trying to make money because females are gamers too. And they want to be represented in the game. And then I looked it up and the stats are like gamers, 48% of gamers are female, but the study was counting like Candy Crush and like that as gaming.
Yeah, it's like just, it was just Bejeweled and shit.
It was just a weird
thing. Sure.
And also, I mean, I'm losing what the fuck I'm trying to talk about here. Cause this, it does fucking annoy me and I don't want to come off as
they skewed the snap. They skewed the stats.
Yeah. To make it be like, see, women love video games too. Yeah. It's like, no, they don't. Yeah, why are we pretending that they do?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But then, anyway, there shouldn't be girls in World War II games.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's...
What did you say something about it, Steve?
Well,
smart, dude.
What if I told you that the women...
I'm more hung up about the robot arm. I don't understand.
Well, the robot arm is ridiculous.
I said to Shane they had to give her a robot
was
arm.
Was she... Now, the only question I'd ask
fantasy aspect.
Was there some sort of brigade of women, British women, that fought? And then would that make... Okay, then...
Well, dude, and to get out of the... It's not even necessarily that it's a woman. It's like, remember when you played the Call of Duties? And it turned into, like, weird zombie apocalypse shit.
Yeah, I know.
That pissed
me
off. That was like, yeah, this sucks.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, when you're shooting robots, I'm like, I don't want to shoot robots the whole time. So it's not even like it's a girl. It's like, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's just preference. Like, I wanted to play a realistic World War II video game.
Mm-hmm.
Not...
You don't want a girl.
I don't want a pretend world.
Yeah.
I want it to be... But then again, I mean, there's holes all over this thing. It's it's a video game and it's like...
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with Nazi zombies, so it's weird to be like, there were no women on the front lines. But, yeah. Anyway, let's go back to weird shit you do.
No. Yeah, it's a tough one.
So
I mean,
addressing the haters, dude.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know how...
You don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine. It doesn't make you a sexist for wanting it to be historically accurate.
Purist, bro. I'm a fucking purist.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fine.
You're exactly right, Steven. It is fine.
I wish that guy should stop making fun of you, man.
I wish that guy would stop online bullying me, too.
Yeah.
He should listen to our first lady, our gorgeous first lady.
Is she on bullying right now?
I think she was anti-bullying, nice. Which is funny, because Trump Daddy is the ultimate.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, we're back to Trump, dude. Now I'm back onto it. I'm reliving me getting online shamed this past week. They were like... What's it like? They were saying I was threatened by women, which is why I didn't want.
That's the best part.
It's like, dude, I'm not threatened by. There's plenty of female video games.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that. I'm not out here like Tomb Raider. That should be a fucking guy, dude. Yeah, Laura Croft.
Or you're not like you don't see like that when you told me that yesterday. It's like I've never like seen a girl and been like, oh God, I gotta
I'm
stop.
Threatened.
Like,
dude, like, she's coming to take all my power.
Exactly.
All the power,
dude,
that I have.
It's crazy. That's insane to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's also like if they're the zombies that you don't like in the video game, you're not upset that there are female zombies.
No.
You're just upset about the zombies.
Yeah, but see, here's another thing. The zombie thing is a separate mode than the fucking game.
Ah, it's like a bonus game.
So it's like, here's the science fiction version of World War II.
Right.
Which is where the fucking women should be.
Right.
It's like, hey, here's pure fiction about World War II.
Right, right.
But then again, you can punch holes in this all the time. Because then it's like, you're a World War II character. You run around, you kill 900 fucking people.
Oh.
It's like, all right, well, that's ridiculous. But,
still.
Yeah, let's...
Yeah. I'm just saying, you gotta... Dude, I'm telling you, I told Shane this yesterday. I'm a big present moment guy, dude. I'm all mindfulness now. So yeah. I stay in the present moment. You whatever are. I
Steve,
just said...
put those hemorrhoids back down.
Whatever I just said 10 minutes ago is gone.
Is gone.
What I'm about to do in the future, don't even think about it. On to the next. I'm straight up... I've been in my zen bag.
I mean, I aspire to get there. I'm stuck in the...
I'm telling Shane, if I even catch myself... mentally kind of inhabiting like the future or even the mostly the future. I don't really dwell on the past, but I'm more of like a future head where I'll start being like, and then this is going to happen and I'm going to do this. And then, and I just go, literally, I just call for myself. Just, I'm just like, Matt, come back. And I just sit back and I'm just like,
oh, I love that.
Dude. And I just come back.
What
to
do
center.
You mean you love that? I just don't come fucking back, support Matt. This. Don't support this. Weird.
I just come back to center, dude. And I'm just like this. And I'm like, all right, I'm just sitting in a chair right now. Everything's totally cool. I have all my food I need. I'm warm. Totally fine. I actually almost tweeted over Memorial Day to remember all the fallen digital soldiers that died, the female soldiers who died in video games. And I was just like, eh, I can't make fun of the vets, dude.
Did we talk about that last time?
Uh-uh. You just posted the fucking...
That fucking bothered me so
the
much.
The video game with those girls busting those doors down, dude.
So, Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
The cover of it was a black dude.
Yeah.
Which, acceptable.
Yeah.
Because black dudes fought. Mm-hmm. It was a guy from, like, the Harlem Hellfighters or whatever. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Why do you even say that's acceptable?
Well, because if you're going to make a... That's like making a fucking Civil War game and putting a black guy on the cover.
Yeah.
It's like, the number of people... Everybody that fought in it was a white guy.
Yeah, most.
You found, like, one battalion.
I think we got... The Union started getting black guys towards the end.
Yeah. But I'm saying...
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, here's the Battle of Gettysburg, and the cover of it's a black dude.
Yeah. Like, yeah. All right. That's interesting, yeah.
Puts you in a weird spot.
Well, you're also a historian, too, so that's kind of
bizarre.
You can't
really fucking argue it, but yeah. It's like, eh.
Well, dude, I mean, in a way, if you think about it, it's like, I mean, are they just going to start convincing over time that, like, you know, 30 years later, just convince little girls? Like, yeah, there was a lot of girls
fighting.
Well,
see, that's the weird thing, because then... Battlefield comes out with a World War II game.
Yeah.
And the trailer they released for it was a little wacky.
It was just girls.
The trailer was this chick, apparently this British Special Forces chick with like a robotic arm.
Yeah.
And a sniper.
I didn't know
rifle.
She had a robot arm.
She had like a hook arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sure it was like a 1 in 10 million thing that somebody had back then. But like,
you got to look into that. The hook arm lady from World War One,
World War Two. This is World War Two, but it's like, it's just nuts.
Yeah, that was pretty. Well. She was like, I was watching
the
promo.
She was ass kicking,
like kicking down
she
doors.
She got shot and then pops up and jumps out a window. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, that was wild.
So now the cover of their World War Two game is a fucking British lady with a hook arm, and then someone's like. Well, women fought in World War II. It's like, yeah, most of them were Soviet snipers and some pilots.
Yeah. You know the term where the term "suck it up" comes from?
Your mom.
Shit, dude! You're gonna say that to a dude on roids, dude?
True. My bad.
Holy shit! I almost flipped this table.
Fuck! I was so close to death.
The "suck it up" comes from, I think, World War II airline pilots, because when they had those fighter pilots. Yeah, like the fighter jet pilots, sorry. Like the fighter jet.
Jets?
Yeah.
The World War II jets?
They have jets back then, right? Did they? I'm pretty sure they did. World War II?
No.
When did they start fighter jets?
Later.
Okay.
There was some early, this would be like somebody being like, yeah, women fought in World War II.
So they didn't
there
have
some jets, but
okay,
not
so they didn't
really.
Have them like that.
I think the Germans were getting there.
Whenever they started using jets and the guys would like have those oxygen masks on, like whatever that fucking movie's called, Top Gun or whatever, sometimes the altitude would make guys throw up. So you throw up in that mask, but if you take it off, you're so high up, you're breathing in poisonous fumes. You got to suck up your vomit, and then you can start breathing again.
Oh, my God.
How fucked up is that?
Oh, my God.
Because I heard the term sucking up to, and I'm like, that has to
happen. Well, they might have had some oxygen in World War II.
Well, either way, it comes from whenever pilots started getting up so high that, like,
you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe, like, 1950, something, whatever.
Whatever.
That's where sucking up comes from, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I was looking, I heard Sucked Up. I was watching a lot of Boy Meets World this weekend, and I saw they were saying you sucked up, and I was like, that's got to come from some weird sexual thing to like just like sucking your elder's dick or something. I don't know.
Well, suck it up and sucking up to someone.
I know, they're totally two different things. Yeah, that's yeah, what led that, me to that wormhole. Yeah,
figuring things out.
But I mean, dude, that's weird. The term sucking up, it's like, where did that come from?
It's probably back when the Pope sat on a chair with his, yeah, with his dick hanging out the bottom.
That was the vision I got of like someone just like looking up and just sucking an older person's dick. And it's like, yo, stop sucking up, dude.
Anyway, back to the fucking World War II video game where they fucking bother me. But it's like, I mean, it's just, you're right, though, that it gets to a point where, because people, I don't know, aren't that into history as much as they are in yeah. the video games.
Dude, I mean,
you keep putting out video games where it's like, hey, look at this diverse team of World War II fighters.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not, why are we doing that?
Well,
like, why though?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because and I think a lot of people's vision of history is just like what you can kind of scrap from pop culture.
Movies and video
exactly,
games.
Exactly. I have a basic understanding of history. A little, because I listen to hardcore history, but like I have a pretty basic one.
Yeah.
But before that, even, it was just, I've just scrapped together stuff I kind of heard and saw in movies. So it's like 20 years from now, you know, people do the same thing and they're like, no, there's girls.
Yeah.
And you're like, where the fuck did you hear that?
D-Day? Remember when all those chicks stormed the beaches?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody remembers that.
That's weird.
But whatever.
You let them get in on the glories of war, dude.
No, dude, that's the white man's burden, the glory of war. But yeah, that's, and then, the still shot for the trailer is, like, the four British teammates,
mm-hmm.
these four people, and it's, like, one black dude, one chick with her arm.
Robo arm.
Yeah, and then...
Do you think they put the robot arm on just to be like, yo, guys, this is...
I don't know.
Just to, like, make it more believable.
Maybe.
Like, we'll give him a robot arm.
It's like, give him a robot arm so people are complaining about that.
Yeah.
Instead. But no, I guess it's more, it's like a real, it's like an edgy version of World War, it's like a
cyberpunk,
it's like
dude.
Steampunk,
yeah, it's
weird.
Cyberpunk, yeah. Dude. Ghost in the Machine.
Whatever. I'm over it, dude.
You're,
I'm fucking boycotting
it. You had 3 days to heal your wounds, dude.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Dude, I'll tell you what pissed me the fuck off, dude, was, what was that thing I was talking to the Reddit board about the guy from Arrested Development getting in trouble for yelling at a girl?
Yeah.
So there was like the dad from Arrested Development who's always in jail apparently said inappropriate things on a different set, was inappropriate. And then on this other set yelled at this other girl, this actress on Arrested Development on the show. And during an interview, the lady was like, he like yelled at me. He like a couple times raised his voice. Like he was being like mean to me, basically. Like it was not being nice. And Jason Bateman offered like, hey, well, we all kind of in the interview, like we all were kind of going at each other's throats. Things were said back and forth, kind of saying like, it wasn't just this dude. And everyone was like, fuck him. He's mansplaining her situation. But now they're saying that Me Too extends towards like any mistreatment of women based on their perceptions. That's fucking weird, dude.
No, that's true.
What?
You better not. You better not yell at a lady.
What if she, dude, she could have been yelling at him too. Bateman was like, yeah, we all kind of, and he goes,
no,
yo,
Matt,
this is a hard
Matt,
business.
You're so sexist all
Get
the time.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
No.
That dude, I'm that pissed me off so bad.
Women fought in World War II and World War I.
They had robo arms,
and now they're trying to live.
I mean,
in a society where if they get yelled at, they go to the news.
That's insane, man. That's like how the old feminists in the 50s, like Camille Paglia, was trying to like have the right. I was talking to Spud about this. How just to like be able to be without a man's supervision in the 50s. It was like you didn't let your fucking girlfriend walk home by herself. It wasn't just some thing. You're like. It's kind of, you have to be like, you're like literally actively defending off rapists, being like, get out of here, boys.
Knock it off.
Get out of here, boys.
Yeah, the boys are coming
out. Get
out
of here, Charlie.
They're coming out from behind the bush, like, ah, that's a fine broad there. Be a shame if someone raped her.
They fought for the ability to like let us be ourselves and not be, I think the lady even said, like, we're fighting for the chance to even be raped, which is a fucked up thing for this lady to say.
Oh, my God.
She said this a long time ago. This is when like women burned their bras and shit. This is like the first wave of feminism. And if that's not her quote, if I misquoted her, apologies, Camille.
That's a rough quote. We're fighting for the right to be raped.
We're fighting for the right to just be on our own. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to be, like, sheltered so much. But the, yeah, it's a fucked up quote, for sure. But if you can imagine, you know, if people kept telling you, being like, all the time, like, you're going to get raped out there. You're going to get raped out there. You need us to walk you places. And you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, that was, the patriarchy was like the mafia. Back in the 50s,
you probably, when you talked locker room talk, you'd be like, I'd like to hold her down in the cornfield. You probably said, like, I'd like to... I'd like to get sneak up on her.
Yeah.
That's probably how the boys were talking back then, dude. Locker room talk fucking 60 years ago was probably brutal.
Locker room talk back then was probably nuts, dude. About black people and shit. Oh my God.
It was like crazy, dude.
It was bad in the early 2000s. When
you gotta
give that.
Trump played, he's 70 years old now. He played baseball, didn't he, in like college?
Who knows?
I think he played like pretty high level, like high school.
He was elite.
He was a good
Trump
baseball player.
He was a great athlete. Hell of a soldier, too, at the military academy. He was at the academy.
He was in the academy?
Yeah, he was in the
military.
Was he? Yeah, he was an elite officer.
Bullshit, really?
He went to a school like that, not a military academy.
Okay. That's fucking crazy.
He went to a military prep school.
I'm just trying to get in on the locker room talk he's been in before. He's 70, and he's been in the locker room. That's the thing. He played baseball. He's
been through the wars.
That's crazy.
My grandma, if she fell like that back in the 50s, somebody would have got her, dude.
Someone would have been with
her. My instincts kicked in, though, when I was picking her up. I almost got her. that's just a male instinct. If you see a woman down that can't get up, there's a part of you that's like, ah, I got to get her.
I do.
She's lucky she had that $2 bill.
That's
true. She would have been in trouble.
That was probably her emergency stash to fend off highway bandits, dude. Every 70-year-old lady probably has mad coins on her. That was the only way to fend off rapists back then. I'm like, I'll give you this coin.
That's exactly right.
Holy shit, dude. You just cracked the code. I mean, that's an evil thing to do for, you know.
I'm just still stuck on the idea of rapists having that voice, that old-timey, like, ah, look at this broad. No one's around, huh? Come here, sugar tits.
Yeah, man. I'm going to make you my girlfriend. Well, that was like the Code of Hammurabi. I hear people quote the Code of Hammurabi, like, trying on the SJW side. He had a couple quotes that were, like, about the beauty of a children's mind. But he's also, like... You know, if you kill someone's prostitute and like they'll take one of your eyes out or something because they're a slave. It's like just weird that people quote him on like woke ass shit.
People quote the Bible.
The rule of the Bible is if you rape someone, that's your girlfriend in the Old Testament. Being like, you rape someone, the punishment was that she became your wife. I swear to God, in the Old Testament, there's a rule. Someone was like, that was like the first set of rules that you had figured out. Like, all right, so if you rape someone, that's your girlfriend forever.
I'm pretty sure Borat wrote the Old Testament. If you rape her, she is your wife.
I remember seeing it in the Old Testament and being like, what the fuck kind of shit is that? That was like, hey, man. Now
you're going down. You're in the fucking desert.
You found one.
You fucking attack some pussy. Now it's yours. Now you got to deal with that.
For the rest of your life,
now,
dude.
Now she's sitting next to you on the wagon giving you advice.
I mean, dude, it is like...
In your cart. She's like, turn here.
I mean,
like,
that's...
Fuck, I should have never raped you.
That's mind-meltingly fucked up for this current time to like, to like pass that on and be like, well, that's what they did. But that's really what like the building... That's what we started from, dude. So I think we're doing pretty well. We're doing all right, dude.
Yeah.
That's the building blocks, dude. That was level one.
Level one was...
That wasn't even level. That was like level like 1,000.
That was a rough level.
That was a tough one, dude.
Yeah, so quit your bitching, ladies.
No, but the
is
whole...
Is that the point of this?
No. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, it's... And the Gillette commercial is like... I almost tweeted about it yesterday.
Did you really?
Because everybody's like, oh, sorry, you're offended by the Gillette commercial? What's wrong with you? Like, how fucking dumb are you? It's like, maybe they're not offended because it's... Maybe they're not defending toxic masculinity or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, oh, this is a corporation monetizing social justice.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's corny as fuck. Maybe that's why they hate the ad.
Dude,
not because they want to be like, I should be able to bully and grab pussy and do whatever the fuck I want.
I know,
I'm a
dude.
Man. It's like, no, maybe they're just like, oh, this is phony as fuck.
Yeah, they see through it.
It's like the Pepsi commercial. It's a better version of that.
It was.
It's crazy.
Dude, that was like... Apparently, there was like marketers trying to figure out how to market to millennials, and they couldn't figure it out. And I'm telling you, the way to do it is making them think they're part of like some sort of change. So if you can be like, "You guys are changing the world," they figured that out, and they started running with that, and then they started seeing like the fallout and then all the how many of those things get retweeted from people being like, "What the fuck is this bullshit?" And
yeah,
dude. Meanwhile, Gillette's just like, "Yup." But it's weird.
It's
that
Obama fucking game plan. Hope and change.
True.
It's like, let's unite the masses, hope and change. And it's like, I'm going to deport more people than anyone ever. I'm going to bomb more fucking...
I wonder if Gillette was trying to, like, feel in some flack from the Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave Club's probably raking it in right now, too.
For sure.
Getting those fucking good old boys.
It's just hilarious that it's like the fucking... It'd
be sick if the alt-right starts going Dollar Shave Club.
Dude.
Dollar Shave Club's like, no.
I just wonder how, like political ideology has nothing to do with the razor purchase.
No, of course not.
So it's like, I just, when I go buy...
Man, we can do better.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It was just fucking weird to me, man. I don't... Like, it's... Plus, like, the guys, when it gets to that level of, like, a publicly traded company, like, Gillette's probably part of some other conglomerate company that sells...
Procter & Gamble, I think.
These are dudes just sitting there. These are, like, Warren Buffett-looking dudes just, like, holding a sheet of paper and just going, like, all right, it looks good. And then there's these companies they hire to do, like, the advertising. And there's all these people, like, wouldn't it be... And they pitch this thing. None of it means anything. And this guy's sitting there, and after that commercial happened, they, like, check the numbers and, like, huh. Okay.
Yeah. See how that went. So we'll either do it again or not.
They get extra dividends. They're like, nice. Like, it literally does nothing.
I mean, it's also the same, the billionaire CEOs that are running this and agreeing with this, they were the same guys that when they were 50, because now they're like fucking 80.
Yeah.
We're the problem.
Oh, my God. It's
like, these are the problem. These guys are the whole thing that this movement is like, these guys are a fucking problem. And now they're harnessing that. Yeah. And like, buy more of our shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy, man. Yeah, man. Oh, they must be laughing so hard to just be like, no, it was those guys over there. They're like,
oh, man.
Shit.
Bullying is the shit. Fuck Gillette, dude.
Yeah, dude. Bullying is fucking rad as fuck.
Yeah, sorry to go over Gillette again.
No, I don't give a fuck.
It was just bothering me because.
It's crazy, dude.
Like, the way that people are defending it just sucks. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, snowflakes. You can't handle getting like people will post like tweets about like Gillette, men can be better. Men. Shut the fuck up, wah. And it's like, that's not how it went.
No, not at all.
I mean, for some people, sure.
And it's like, you guys want to play this game? I'll write a fucking commercial. We'll see who fucking cries. Dude, I'll write a fucking meme.
What if Gillette did a commercial that was like, black guys. Black dudes. You can do better. Gillette had a black people, you can do better commercial.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gillette needs to hit everyone, dude. If Gillette does that, I'll support it. If Gillette's like, women.
Muslims.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Muslims? Dude, if Gillette did an anti-Islam commercial.
That would be funny if that was the one, get everyone on board, and then they just started going through the ranks. Yeah, and then it's like,
well, you were next.
Oh, my God. Asians. This has a dude in a minivan.
Yeah. Learn how to fucking drive. Gillette.
No, but it's just some dude shaving, like, four hairs on his chin.
I got the Muslim, or the Asian facial hair, dude. I can't knock it.
I don't have much far off from
it,
dude.
You got a sick goat going, though.
Yeah, that's true. But that's all I can get is a natural
goat.
Didn't
you say you were... growing it out for November? Or for, instead of no shade, like we're doing January.
Wait, what?
Did you say you're growing it out for pedophiles or something?
No.
I forget. Sex criminals. No. Grow out your goatee for sex criminals.
I was going to, I was going to not shave and support toxic, I was going to support,
toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity. Sexual assault.
What?
I'm kidding. That's what my goatee's for, dude.
What
would the pirate flag,
what would the Gillette Muslim commercial be?
Like some dude with a sword about to chop a reporter's head off and just being like some other guy like, oh, stop.
Use that sword to shave, bro.
Be someone just like holding a woman off a building and like, do it.
Hey, Muslims, we can do better.
Oh, dude, we all do better.
We can do better.
Yeah, dude. I love the barbecue where the kids are fighting and it's all guys at grills like, boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. Yeah. I told you, man, for some reason there's this weird cultural force to like make men more effeminate and women more masculine. It's like... Why? This isn't going to go well. It's not a good idea. I'm not behind it. So why would you do that? I'm a gas stove, dude. You're going to cook gas on me. Women are electric stoves. We're geared for different shit, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, no, actually, I feel like... it's like, you can't do it, dude.
Yeah.
I could fuck my girlfriend up, dude, in a fight.
Yeah.
If Gillette, this is
if
bullshit.
Gillette's trying to stop you from beating the shit out of her,
dude,
fuck
no way.
Gillette, dude.
Fuck that, dude.
Rock her.
I'm so much stronger. I go to the gym with her all the time. I see what weight she's doing.
You fucking lay her out.
I can do jump rope for 3 minutes straight, dude. She can't even cross the ropes.
She's got a piece though.
Huh?
She might put you down.
I worry about that sometimes.
Oh yeah, she
could shoot my fucking ass, dude.
She would walk too.
Fuck yeah, hell yeah, dude. She'd shoot my ass and fucking laugh.
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah, for sure.
Shoots white supremacists. They'd bring up clips from this podcast.
Oh, I'd be fried, dude. Oof. I'm not a white supremacist.
You would definitely walk. Yeah, you are. Look at that goat. You said you were growing that goat for to support the boys in D.C. who harassed that Native American. Matt lovingly refers to the boys from D.C.
No, I fucking
He's
don't.
He's like, those boys went down there and gave that boys. Engine what for?
Dude. That's so funny. They went and saw that guy, and they're like, hey, you, get out of here, you fucking idiot.
And what's funny is some news place, I think, interviewed the Native American afterwards.
Yeah.
And he was like, my people didn't want you guys here. We had a perfect culture. He, like, did this whole thing about, like, we respected elders.
Really, they didn't. They used to fucking push them off of cliffs and shit. Like
you put them on ice floes and push them out. If we're going to lump all Indians together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. He was like, we solved our problems within. There were no prisons before you came. It's like, yeah, because you guys couldn't invent walls. You had fucking.
You'd also just like fucking bury someone. Yeah,
I doubt there was a lot of fucking fair trials back then either.
Yeah, dude.
Sure, it was fucking like I accuse him of this crime, cut his fucking head off.
Yeah, for sure. It was like tied to a tree, 4 hours in the head, and it's like, all right, we're out. So they had like the whole thing.
He had
a
speech figured out, but this is a fucking Native American that like served in Vietnam.
Really,
he was the fucking man. Like, yeah, it's ridiculous that these kids did that. They're fucking gay.
You gotta
Those
be pretty
kids
gay.
Suck.
You have to be gay to do
Those
that.
Those kids fucking suck.
Think they were gay for real? That's why they
but
did it?
But if I was... Yeah, they're all gay. Anybody from Covington Catholic. Covington Catholic, I think is what it's called, in Kentucky. All
That's
gay.
So fucking funny.
But
you like abortion, you fucking savage?
Yeah, again, the guy had nothing to do with abortion. He was there because he was like a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
Like Native American Vietnam vet.
Yeah, they definitely
That's what his whole thing was.
What was he protesting? Oh, he was in the indigenous wall.
I don't know. He was just chilling, man.
Yeah, he was just fucking...
He was just down there...
Just watching.
Balling out.
He was just watching.
But, yeah, it was funny to hear his speech afterwards. And, like, somebody interviewed
him. He had a fucking sick speech?
He had, like, a... Not really. It's just exactly what every single person who has no fucking idea about history thinks Native Americans were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we had no prisons before you came.
Yeah.
We were peaceful people. It's like, were you?
Yeah.
Were you peaceful?
Yeah, that's such fucking... That's crazy, man.
It's like, we were here first. It's like, who'd you run off the land?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you shut up? I'm joining the boys.
It's funny because maybe they had this. The guys probably went up to him like, oh, hi, it's a Native American. Like, what are you doing, sir? And he's like, we did it. They're like, shut the fuck up, you motherfucking crap, baby.
Yeah, but no, it's a fucking smug kid smiling on a Native American's face while he's wearing a MAGA hat.
It sucks.
A gay fucking look. If you're political, either way, you fucking stink.
I wish they could realize that they're just like the inverse of fucking like an SJW. Yeah. If you're walking around trying to like actively oppress Native Americans, you're an SJW. You're the fucking, you're like, get them, boys.
Yeah, you're the same thing. I was talking about that with Soder. It's like, if you're from like where I'm like, you're from a pretty Republican hometown or like all that. Like if you're in a Republican hometown, you get called fucking gay.
Yeah.
If you're in a city, you get called a racist.
Sure.
It's the same fucking thing.
Definitely.
They're like, what are you, a pussy? And then you come to the city and they're like, what do you, fucking hate women?
Yeah.
Matter what, like whatever they think the worst thing you can be is, that's who they call their political opponents.
Well, that's their, you ever see the sign they put up in the city? It's like, oh, we love everyone, Muslims, homeless, women, trans. That's like someone just hanging a sign that's like, don't be gay, or like a Confederate flag.
Yeah, it's the exact same as some fucking gun shop in Mechanicsburg put a Confederate flag up. It's
like, we love all women.
Yeah, we love America,
we love
troops,
Muslims.
And our heritage.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
It's like, yeah, you guys all name things that are tough to be like, no.
I know.
Like, it's all like back to that fucking Alexandria chick.
Yep.
She'll tweet like, our country is too wealthy to have poor people in it.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, what do you want me? How do you want me to argue with that?
Yeah.
It's like, that's your political stance, is you want to end poverty?
Dude, I saw the one guy's political stance was literally that he didn't support cops shooting young black kids.
No more cops shooting young black kids.
Yeah,
no rape, no murder, no war.
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
It's awesome.
Please.
Do it.
Please.
Well, that's my thing, too. It's like, to think about...
That's my political stance.
I'm no rape, for office. No, how you're about no rape, no murder,
I'm
no war.
I'm all about no violence and no
for
bad.
Sure.
My platform is no more bad things.
Utopia, dude.
I want no bad things.
Yeah,
to
you're
happen.
You're an utopianist.
Yeah,
that's. Dude.
I'm a eugenics utopianist.
Why eugenic?
Well, bad things. I don't
just big ass dicks only.
I'm gonna maintain a population of fat dicks, thick butts, fat tits. The thickest motherfuckers walking around, dude. Thick roots only.
So you're Farrakhan, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
I mean, it's going to be like when people are like, you know, Hitler's mom was half Jewish. It's going to be like that with me. Once I create this master race, they're going to be like, do you know Shane actually had a small dick? His whole population, he demanded fat dicks. Do you know his dick was actually small?
Oh, my God.
That'll be a topic of historians' debate, how thick my root was.
Oh, for sure, dude. Apparently, they kept saying, Daniels is saying Trump has like a supreme mushroom head. He said it's like he has like the most mushroomest tip anyone's she's ever seen. She's a porn star.
That's sick.
She's like, he's a weird dick and he knows it. He has like, she was saying like, it was like, it reminded her of Toadstool from Mario Kart.
Wow. He's
like, such a mushroom head.
That's because, you know, going back to your theory about plunging.
Yeah.
Trump comes from such a dynastic fucking DNA pool, just such a dominant DNA pool that only the guys with the thickest plungers can be a Trump.
Yeah, dude. Dude, that's fucking crazy. But, dude, that makes me laugh. What's her name? Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, yeah. Sandy.
Sandy?
Yeah, she went, well, back before she was an SJW. She was, her name, no, her name was fucking Sandy.
Someone tried to put up a thing that she was a stripper before. Might have been propaganda.
Definitely.
Okay. Why would you call herself Sandy?
Because she was a white chick.
Why'd she change her name to Alexandria?
Well, her name was always that, but they called her Sandy.
Who did, dude? Her oppressors?
All the oppressors she was friends with.
What?
All the colonizers she hung out with.
Damn.
And then she was like, oh, I can use my Hispanic name to my advantage. My name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's like, oh, you mean Sandy? Who's Sandy?
Well, did you see when...
I don't know anything
when
about
she
her.
Does her thing.
By the way, I want any gay listeners listening. I don't know shit.
Actually, yeah. Whatever.
She's actually really great, and what you're saying is actually like really fucked up. And, fuck you, Dairy Queen.
What's funny is watching these billionaires who like watch her, and they're just kind of like, people like, yeah, we're going to win. They're just probably like, dude.
It's like, oh, you're going to take 70% of my, yeah.
It's like, okay.
Come take it.
Well, it's also funny that like, they all keep being like, we can do this, we can do this. It's like, dude, we can hardly control ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like hard to like, dude, it's hard not to do shit or like hard to make yourself do stuff. If you multiply that times, what is it? 7 fucking billion people. Of course shit's fucked up, dude. You can't even control yourself. And you multiply that times a bunch of people. If you're like, well, let's just share this money. It's like, okay. People are still going to be wilding out, dude.
Yeah, this... oh, my God. Never mind.
What? What'd she
say? I just sound like such a bitch for hating this chick so much.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, I don't even hate her that much because she does say things that I obviously agree with. Like,
dude,
I said,
if she taxed... If they passed a 70% tax on the ultra-rich, I'd be like, sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Give me that money, dude.
And it's funny because it's a bunch of poor people like me are like, those guys earned it. Let them keep it. I want to be a billionaire.
I want to be a billionaire one day.
I have like $2,000.
I don't want people taking my 70%.
I'm like, I'm rich.
Yeah, dude. That's, I don't want someone taking my, dude, when I make my first bill, dude, I don't want someone taking fucking 70%.
True. Once our fucking shit pops off, once the Patreon starts popping off and we're both billionaires.